war of words with Iran.
I'm not looking for war. And if there is, it'll be obliteration like you've never seen before.
Raids on hold.
A mass roundup of about 2,000 immigrants.
Grabbing a ride, then gone.
It's not like her to go off the grid.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Iran says new sanctions due to come today from the United States will have no impact. White House correspondent Ben Tracy says it's the latest round in a tense back and forth.
President Trump likes to taunt, but says he actually prefers to talk, offering to meet Iran's supreme leader without preconditions, except for this one.
You can't have nuclear weapons. And if you want to talk about it, good. Otherwise, you can live in a shattered economy for a long time to come.
Despite calling off a military strike last week, CBS News has learned the president did approve a cyber strike on Iranian computer systems for rocket and missile launches. But Mr. Trump acknowledges that some in his administration want an even tougher response, including National Security Advisor John Bolton, who issued this warning Sunday.
Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness.
Iran is vowing to increase its stockpile of enriched uranium and could as early as this week exceed the limits created by the nuclear deal President Trump pulled out of last year.
Well, the president has put the brakes on planned immigration raids to give Congress 2 weeks to change asylum law. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement had planned to begin a mass roundup of about 2,000 immigrants, including families, in as many as 10 reported cities, including right here in Miami. Those targeted included undocumented migrants who either missed a court hearing or had already received a final deportation order. Over the weekend, Acting ICE Director Mark Morgan made it clear agents will continue to carry out court-ordered deportations.
A break from the presidential campaign trail brought Democrat Pete Buttigieg home. CBS's Nancy Cordes says in his job as mayor, he had to face some angry residents after a fatal police shooting.
At home in South Bend, Indiana, Buttigieg was confronted by accusations of bias in his city's police force.
I am raising a 7-year-old grandson that when he sees the police, he is afraid. That is not what's supposed to happen.
Racial tensions flared last week after a white South Bend police officer shot and killed a black man who was allegedly holding a knife.
If anyone who is on patrol is shown to be a racist or to do something racist in a way that is substantiated, that is their last day on the street.
Well, now to Hawaii. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has the latest on Friday's crash of a skydiving plane that left 11 people dead.
The National Transportation Safety Board is on scene in Oahu, combing through the wreckage of what's left of the Beechcraft skydiving plane.
What a shame. I saw it hit. I was right there, man.
Carlos Zapata works for the Oahu Parachute Center as a driver. He says he saw the explosion after dropping off tourists Brian and Ashley Weichel to board the aircraft.
They were really just a nice young couple.
3 years ago, the same plane that crashed was involved in a mid-air incident in Northern California. The NTSB later determined pilot error played a role.
Well, the father of a 23-year-old truck driver says his son is cooperating in the investigation into Friday's crash near Randolph, New Hampshire, that killed 7 motorcyclists. Jane Young is the state's deputy attorney general.
I don't think any of us can understand how these families are doing. I don't think that the word devastation can begin to describe the pain and the anguish.
The bikers were part of a group that includes Marines and their spouses. It's a mystery in Utah. A week ago, a 23-year-old college student, Mackenzie Lewick, vanished after returning there from her grandmother's funeral. CBS's David Begno is following the story.
Lewick was last heard from around 1 a.m. on June 17th when she texted her mom to say her flight landed safely at Salt Lake International Airport. From there, police say she ordered a lift to an address in North Salt Lake. Her parents reported her missing 3 days later. Lyft says there were no irregularities in the ride that Lewick took and that it ended at the destination she entered in the app, and the driver continued to take other customers immediately after dropping her off.
Well, overseas, a British court has ordered a mentally disabled woman to have an abortion. We're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker.
She's 20-something and 22 weeks pregnant. Police are investigating just how the unnamed London woman has the mental capacity of a 6 to 9-year-old and is in the care of local health services. She, her mother, and multiple anti-abortion groups here oppose the termination. But the Court of Protection judge ruled it should go ahead because the woman's mental and behavioral limitations mean she's unfit to be a mother, and because giving birth and then giving the baby up would be far more traumatic for her. Steve?
At the Women's World Cup in France, the U.S. soccer team plays Spain in the tournament's knockout round. In 3 games, the U.S. has scored 18 goals and allowed none. Author Judith Krantz has died at 91. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez says her romance novels flew off the shelves.
Judith Krantz described her first novel, Scruples, as a big bubble bath for women. The romance, featuring sex, fashion, and Hollywood, topped the New York Times bestseller list. Then it was turned into a 1980 TV miniseries.
I love you.
Damn you! You stupid American boy! Why didn't you ever say that before?
Krantz's second book, Princess Daisy, maintained the formula.
All the glamour, the passion, the secrets.
More books and filmed versions followed. Though one critic characterized her novels as somewhere between airport reading and pornography, Krantz had devoted fans. An estimated 100 million copies of her works have been sold in dozens of languages. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
In a big deal from Las Vegas, El Dorado Resorts says it will buy Caesars. It's a deal valued at more than $17 billion. A SpaceX rocket is scheduled to launch later today. CBS's Peter King says some satellites on board will help with weather forecasting.
The Constellation Observing System for Meteorology, or COSMIC-2, is expected to provide high-resolution data to forecast destructive storms like typhoons and hurricanes. The satellites replace the COSMIC-1 series, which has been orbiting since 2007. NOAA scientist Darrell Kleist says the new birds will send back more than 3 times the data the old ones did.
We are hoping to be receiving approximately 5,000 profiles per day.
COSMIC-2 is expected to be fully operational late this year. Tonight's Kennedy Space Center launch window opens at 11:30 Eastern Time. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Well, if you're at the beach and must have a Slurpee, it might not be an impossibility. The convenience store chain 7-Eleven launching a delivery service today to 2,000 beaches, parks, and other public hotspots. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.